time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with Community Comment. Every time we pick up the newspaper, what do we see? Something about marijuana or someone being shot, stabbed, robbed, or otherwise incriminated upon. Most of this has to do with that harmless drug. As I have said before, I have no problem with medical marijuana, as I saw how it helped a friend of mine with his pain during his final days. However, we then go to the stretching of the reality of life and see how most of it goes somewhere else. Now we have a state representative who wants to add a 15% tax to medical marijuana. Now there's a real incentive to go legal with the stuff. I read in the paper the other day that as of a certain date, of the thousands who were legally set to be licensed or whatever the requirement was, about 50 had come forth. Then, of course, you have the government agencies set up to handle the tax and its collection and distribution, and the plot gets thicker and thicker. If you imagine a screaming sound, it's me pulling my hair out. While I am on the subject of taxes, I heard the other day where another state representative wants to add more taxes to gasoline. California already has some of the highest prices on gasoline and diesel, I imagine, in the country. They want to use it for highway maintenance, which is in itself isn't bad, but I think we are already paying our fair share or more. Maybe it's a matter of distribution. Everything from city streets to county roads, such as the roads to Neyland and Petrolia and others, need major repairs. Comparatively few people live on those roads, but they deserve good roads also. I get to Petrolia and to Neyland once in a while, and it would be nice to have a good road to drive on. I certainly don't know the answers, but adding more taxes to fuels is just going to make it tougher on everyone. While I'm on the subject of Neyland, I want to send my congratulations to Mark and Dina Moore of the Lone Star Ranch for being selected as the nation's top ranch in terms of conservation and land use and management of natural resources. Mark and Dina and the Moore family are very nice, down-to-earth people, pun intended, and it's a pleasure to know them and see them get recognition for a job well done. This Friday evening, February 19th, the Eureka Chamber Music Series will present the Raphael Piano Trio in concert at 7:30 p.m. at Calvary Lutheran Church across from Ellis Burney School, south in Prospect Streets. I have been authorized by Pearl McKaylee to invite young people as guests of the series to introduce them to classical music and meet the artists at the reception after the performance. I think this is a special opportunity to spread the word about how important classical music can be to the young kids and perhaps their parents. That's 7:30 p.m. Get there early for a good seat. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.